We back. Welcome to another episode of the CoreCast, your favorite basketball podcast. At this point, as usual, I am voice of reason.
Voice of truth.
The man who speaks the truth, only truth and nothing but the truth. You can call me Fee, you can call me Shayo, you can call me TVOR, you can call me the voice of reason, you can call me whatever Cap. You want, man.
You can call him Capper.
He is Wayne One today.
I could not even talk like that even if
the voice of illusion, the voice of illusion and delusion you just said right now is Mr. T. Shiesty. Mr. Legend himself.
Couldn't be come me. Again. You're highly mistaken. Couldn't be me.
Oh, you're all right now. Then you might as well leave. And then beside me, obviously, the black skipailers. It's a good time to ask you, does the agenda live on?
Each out till my last very breath.
All right, man.
Look me in the eyes.
I guess we know you. We still know where he stands with Luca.
Okay.
But yeah, man, it's good to be back.
77.
Luca.
77. Luca. No, we're not about to do this podcast.
Oh, it's good to be back, man. As usual, the NBA has been really crazy this week. I think, to be honest with you, I actually did promise. I intended on keeping my promise. But I'm a Yoruba man. And they already accused us of being liars. So we might as well talk about the Lakers.
Prove them right.
Might as well talk about the Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers have won 5 of their last 6 games. Closely contested game between them and the Suns that they lost. By the way, what do you guys make of the league suspending Pat Bev for 3 games for the show of an 18?
I think there is not consistency in like people shoving people and being suspended 3 games. Saying that, I still think it should have been punished. Maybe 3 games is excessive, but it should have been punished so that behaviors like that are not encouraged, because that's a dangerous thing. You remember what happened to the Murray's brother?
Yeah.
It was a similar thing that got his what was the thing he had?
I have no idea what it was. Actually, I have no idea. I just know
it's like this injury that where like your shock absorbers for like your neck is not there. You get hurt your jerk like that and it affects them. But yeah, I don't think theories like that should be encouraged. But I think it was excessive.
The punishment was excessive.
Yeah. Three games.
I mean, if they're going to suspend him for shoving his teammate, shoving Aiden like that, then the league should have fined Aiden for standing over another man like that.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
he had
no reason to stand over him.
He had no reason. It wasn't even in the play.
They didn't get a stop. He didn't do anything crazy like that. The man was just on the floor because Book had just fouled him a flagrant one foul.
I don't think they're the same. One is consequential to like someone's health.
I understand.
His behavior
understand,
is
but
to get
Pope's reaction is like 3 games is too much, because the reaction was warranted. Like, oh, bro, you're not standing over me. If I'm Austin Reeves, I raise my hand up and whatever I hit is only God. Now, I don't condone the violence, but I'm just saying what I would do in that situation, because you're not going to stand over me after I've just been flagrant one foul. Like,
it
doesn't make any sense.
Especially by someone that is universally tall, that's soft. AD.
And somebody that was just getting cooked by AD, who we have been cooking. Yeah. Oh, bro, they were dropping wilt numbers on his head.
Aiden was moving like Charmin Ultra Soft.
you know what somebody actually said? I can't remember his name on TikTok, but the guy said to stop players from flopping. A player that flops after every game should read the Charmin Ultra Soft player of the game. And then at the end of the season, they will now have Charmin Ultra Soft player of the season. And then they have to take a picture with the toilet paper.
I mean, it's warranted.
That's brilliant, dude.
That's valid.
Oh, but yeah, I think, we all agree that the suspension was
At least
bit
a game.
Too much. Like, I think it's just, I don't even think it's a game, like a fine. $30,000 fine, $15,000 fine.
But they think, you know, yeah, right now, with the way they make money, they think fines are like chicken
yeah,
change
but
to them. But
but also
that's what I'm saying, at least
the
one game.
suspension is without pay as well.
You see, that's what, I didn't even know that. That's a step too far, man. In
Yeah.
fact, that's two steps too far, because I think three games is already a step too far.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of the team in general, first of all, another shout out to Anthony Davis. I mean, man of my word, I called you out,
I mean, we
and
all
I'm
called you
pretty
out.
sure he listens to the podcast.
That's
I
right.
said,
Everyone
and
does. Clay answered immediately.
and he's been delivering on a consistent basis. Big up AD, man. Bro, I think before, when I called him out, he had no 30-point games. He dropped 30 points in like four games straight. Unfortunately, he didn't play yesterday. And you can see he didn't play. I think Lakers conceded, what, 120 something, 130 points.
Yeah, I think it was 130 some points too, and they scored 140 or something.
Because AD didn't play. The offense is actually starting to look better. I said Osiris was better than Caruso. Femi thought I was tripping, but low key, he's a bucket. Osiris is a bucket. He's getting to a stage where he can go get his own shot, not in a consistent basis, but like on transition, he can make the right decisions.
Yeah.
You can give the ball to him maybe when the shot clock is expiring. I think he's the best shooter on that team as well. He's a really
Yeah.
key piece to the Lakers moving forward. I
Also,
like
this guy
Lonnie
coming back
Walker.
from injury, the German dude,
Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder, is huge. It's
I like
huge.
Lonnie Walker as well. They call him Skywalker for a reason, bro.
Yeah.
Once that boy leaves the floor,
It's done.
don't nobody want to jump with him, man.
It's done.
All
Yeah,
you can do is like if I
you
push.
know that Canadian law, it was dedicated to him.
From where
Why
to sit? I need the
you
correlation, please. I need the
Hi, hi. We
correlation.
get it high.
But yeah, the Lakers of even Russ has even taken a step back. He hasn't been as consistent as he was performing like a couple of weeks ago. But LeBron came in yesterday, had 39, had nine turnovers in his first game. They won in spite of him. But yesterday he was LeBron James. You know, what do you guys make of the Lakers? And do you guys think the playoffs is a silly expectation to have for them, or at this point is becoming real?
I mean, it's 5 of 6 games. What's it called? The Boston Celtics had to win 10 straight before we started saying we've got to look at them. But it's
No,
five.
that's what title aspirations. I
Yeah.
mean, just to make the playoffs.
Just to make the playoffs, I think it's not a silly consideration for them, because at the end of the day, they like this, like, you know, like they have like GOAT, like Capricorn, all in one. You know, so yesterday he put up like 7 threes, you know, shot very efficiently, like way better than he was shooting before he had the groin injury. But I need to see. But the thing with what I'm seeing currently is the teams they're playing. They had to play San Antonio twice, Charlotte, Detroit. But at the end of the day, you play who's in front of you. And at the same time, in the same token, I don't think seeing them in the playoffs would be anything
Bad.
bad, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the league does need LeBron at this point.
What
So
about you, Tosin?
I think there are a couple of teams that are currently in the playoff standings that will drop, like Utah Jazz and some of these other teams. I'm yet to see what Sacramento Kings truly are,
Best on
but
first in the league.
yeah, second best. But like you said, the Lakers, they've played San Antonio at least 50 times this week only.
Bro, like it's
Bro.
every time I look up, I see San Antonio Spurs. I'm like, I swear they played this game yesterday.
And we know what LeBron does to San Antonio. Ever since the Miami time, he has always found a way to always go off against San Antonio. So I really don't know what to make of them. I don't want to like pass any judgments as far as whether they make playoffs or not. I'll just hold it up for now.
I think the good thing is, yeah, like I was saying, I think the good thing is if you're a Lakers fan, AD has been taking advantage of the matchups he's had in most recent games that they've played. I think the game against the Nets, he had 38. Gaming 38 and 20. I don't know, 38 and what, 18, 16. Then he had 38, 25 and 5. And it all goes to Femi asking him for 35, 21, 18. So I think that's the good thing. AD is finally becoming the number one option on offense that we envisioned him to be when the Lakers first traded for him. How long they can keep this up, whether they can keep this up against the good teams, I have no idea. Because, you know, Suns, in as much as I'm not a big fan of them, they're the one seed in the West. And when they came up against them, they fell short. Now you can say they didn't have LeBron. That could be a valid argument, but, you know, they're just going to have to prove it. Seeing is believing. But, yeah, I think that's about it for the Lakers. I think, do we all agree that they probably will make the playoffs at this point?
I don't know.
I can't categorically say as well.
Oh, so we're staying on defense.
Okay, yeah, because if they're in the play-in.
Play-in at least.
Yeah, I think they should make the play-in. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, let's move on to the Phoenix Suns. They're proving us wrong. Book has been very good. The 7 games above 500, doing this all without Chris Paul, even though one could argue Chris Paul might have taken a step back this season from the little we've seen him play. One seed in the West. I know I've asked you guys this before, and I'm going to ask you guys again to see if you've doubled down or you change your mind. Do you think this is still within their championship window, or has it elapsed?
I think their window is done. I think they're just a very good regular season team, like the prime Utah Jazz. Chris Paul is meant to be that person that will take them over the hump in the playoffs. But if Chris Paul is not the Chris Paul we know and love, then that's going to be more difficult. I'm sorry. If Chris Paul is not the person we know he can be, then...
If Chris Paul is the person we know he can be, then they ain't going nowhere. If he becomes something else, then they have a chance. But as long as he remains Chris Paul, they're not winning the chip.
Yeah, well, those are the wise words of Mr. Fade the Capper. The
voice of reason.
Well, yeah, I don't see them going over the hump or getting over the hump in the playoffs. But I think they're really good regular season team.
How about you? And try to speak without having the pain of Booker letting you down with Luka having 27 in the first half against them in game 7.
He had 3 points in that first half. So, the standards I have for them, if I do have standards for them, is very high and expectations. But in the same token, like Tosin said, I will have to agree, they're a very good regular season team. So what we're seeing from them right now is not surprising. Is more or less what we've seen from them in the past two, three years, you know? So what I want to see is when the playoffs comes, they can win 70 games this season. Well, as long as when we get to the playoffs, that's where I want to see the real action. That's where I want to see what they're made of.
I know it's not the same, but can you like see a little bit of Giannis and the Bucks struggles from them? Like, you know, they won 60 games both seasons, lost 4 in a row to our Raptors, and then the next season they're losing 5 games to Miami. Giannis looks like he's struggling to play playoffs. You have people like, what's his name? The ESPN guy that's bald. Jay Williams saying Giannis is a Pippen and he needs his Jordan. And then all of a sudden, the next season, they go and win the chip. Do you feel like maybe there's a potential that could be the case with the Suns? Like, just don't see anything from
them. I think during those times, it was, well, let me see. It was debatable that Giannis was still the best player in the world. Giannis was that guy, dominant regardless. He just needed to be able to translate some of those things.
I don't know about him being the best player in the world at the time, because you had, obviously, LeBron. You had Kawhi. You had KD coming, you know, before he went from his injury.
Yeah, so I'm not saying he was a definite, like, best player, but you would find people that would say that. That's what I'm saying. So he was up there. For Phoenix Suns to be that category, Booker would have to be like a dominant type of player like that, where I can be like, okay, they just need a couple of pieces to like get in the right place, and then Booker would take them. I don't see that from Booker. Booker is amazing, but he's not Giannis amazing. So I don't see it.
So are you saying you don't see him as a solid one for a championship team?
I don't think he can be a solid one for a championship team. I think if he had like a KD championship, if he had someone that can also score the ball, I think, yeah, but I don't think he can
So
be a one.
like a shade of Paul George.
Yeah, if he had like a Paul George, he can be a one, but the two would have to be really, really good.
Okay.
Not
Okay, that
like Chris
makes
Paul
sense.
scoring 12 points.
What about you?
I mean, those years when we were talking about the Bucks, everything like I just said is like I'm repeating myself, is because then they used to say the Bucks were a good regular season team, and what we wanted to see
Was in the
was in
post.
the postseason. So that's the same plateau I'll put the Phoenix
Yeah, but I'm
Suns in.
saying, can you see them? Can you see any similarities within their case? And if so, do you think they could possibly make that step and win the chip the way the Bucks and Giannis did at the third time of asking?
Absolutely not. Because at the time, like Tosin said, they were Giannis was in competitions with Kawhi, KD, Braun, Steph, all those guys. And you know, they held him to those standards. Like, we want to see what you can do in the postseason. What can you change about your game that will help your team win that chip? Right? If you compare that to Lee, I'm sorry, Booker.
What?
That to
Also,
Booker.
the only deficiency in Giannis' game then was free throws and how he couldn't
Yeah.
make them in the playoffs, and then he won.
Only, bro, them threes. That's a
Yeah,
deficiency.
true, true.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, obviously Booker can make the shot from inside the paint to outside the 3-point line, but his deficiencies, in my opinion, is having that killer mentality. You see, the thing with Giannis is Giannis had, you know, that Giannis had that dog in him. And then when, for example, when he was down 2-0 in the NBA Finals, you could see him bring out that dog. He didn't need those threes to prove that, oh, I'm that number one option. The man said, I'm going to the rim, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. And that's why he
No.
earned the nickname Atinte.
I
You
don't want
know
to
how we could
cut you
go.
off. I don't want to diverge into some another topic, but Book does have that dog in him.
Absolutely not.
I no, he
He
does. I
does.
think
He has several dogs.
Book has that dog in him. Like
Yeah,
I,
he
it
has that
is
meow.
just
No,
trust
yeah,
me.
I watched.
It's just a different way they show
Yes,
it.
yes. I watched him go off against the Clippers for a 40-point triple double without Chris Paul in game one of the NBA Finals. Went bucket for bucket with PG. Book has that dog in him. My only
And
problem.
Book was battling injuries too. Like, if you remember, he missed like
I
a
think
whole
he had
game.
like three or four 40-point games in the
Yeah,
finals.
yeah.
Something ridiculous like that. I think the only problem is he's the only one on that team
Yeah.
that has that dog in him.
Yeah.
CP crumbles when I don't care what anybody tells me. When the light shines brightest, Chris Paul crumbles. DeAndre Ayton cannot guard Giannis, bro. They can give him wings, he still won't be able to guard Giannis. That man is basically barbecue chicken on an island against Giannis.
And Bosman was doing nothing.
Boss man is boss man. He should have been in the studio working on Last with Burna Boy. Mikal Bridges is just a 3-and-D player.
Bosman, you know, could be a stunt double
He
for
is,
Burna
yeah,
Boy.
that's what I'm like, bro.
I've been
Come
saying
on.
that for a couple of years now.
What he calls him Dollarama Bonapo. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think the only like when you look at that Milwaukee team, you have Chris Middleton down the stretch. Dog. PJ Tucker, dog.
You know the kind of thing.
Murray, dog. They got dogs on that team, but this team is just.
So explain to me why a chance to move on to the conference finals in the season before, he brought a chihuahua along with him. If he had that dog, you wouldn't have 3 points in the first half. Knowing that there was a video of Luka, I even said his name, made me say, that's how, relax,
I
man.
understand. I understand.
But the video was out there of 77 saying, oh, they talk big when they're up.
Everybody acting tough when they're up.
Like you got like it's just like the same thing with Canada and Croatia today. You know what I'm saying? Canada's coach is saying, oh, we're gonna F them up or something like that. And then boom, Croatia comes in and shows them that dog, that actual dog. But you guys get called out and you shrink.
I understand.
That's Chihuahua behavior, man.
I mean, but don't you think it's easy to defend against a team where you know there's only one person that can score?
No, but the thing is, I think you have to remember LeBron James and everything he's accomplished dropped 8 points in the finals game when his team needed him to show up the most. Doesn't stop him from having that dog in him. You can have setbacks in your career. You can have setbacks. The only career without blemish is obviously the GOATs.
Okay.
I still think if everyone was hitting shots around Booker, it should have opened the floor more for Booker to be able to like score.
I genuinely think Book has that dog. I mean, I love Book. I hate the fact that he's on the Suns because I love his game so much. You guys know how much I love watching guys go to work in the mid-range. And that's Book's game to a T. Yeah. I think he has that dog in him. It's just the people around him never show up for him when it matters the most. You saw what DeAndre Ayton did in 2021 NBA Finals.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There were comparisons of Book and Tatum for a while. And I was always going to choose Book. And then when I counted on him the most, just like the Avatar, he vanished.
Yeah, but I counted on Tatum the most in the NBA Finals, and he didn't show up for me. But you don't see me turning on him.
Femi, let me tell you something. Any man that is like worth multiple millions of dollars and is bringing 1996 Mazda constantly to the game, he has a dog in him.
Another way to look at it.
A fancy dog, though. It's a wild.
Another way to look at it. But yeah, we got to spend all day on the Suns. I don't think they have the chance to win a chip. Well, they do. I don't think they're going to win the chip. I just think they're going to be a difficult team to face in the playoffs. Yeah. So another team, I'm sure Frame is going to be happy, the Dallas Mavericks. Things aren't looking great for the Mavs. Yesterday, OG put on a show. That is a two-way show. Kawhi Leonard probably watched that and said, that's my youngin. That's my youngin.
I think OG is actually a legit baby Kawhi.
OG just needs to add that mid-range, like solid mid-range pull-up to his game, because the way they defend him hard on his drives, he should get more foul calls. I'm being so serious. You don't watch Toronto as much as I do.
I watched them against Brooklyn, dude.
Bro, we had like how many players out injured? What is
wrong? No. I'm not talking about the team as a whole. I'm talking about OG. Your comparison to Brown Kawhi.
I didn't say Brian. I said baby Kawhi.
Like the when Tim Duncan was still on the team.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
A two-way masterclass from OG yesterday. Freddie dishing out dimes, stepping up when he mounted the most. Nick Nurse, I call him the mad scientist. But, like, obviously, we're not focusing on the Raptors. We're focusing on the Mavs. It's not looking good right now. The Mavs fans are actually calling out Jason Kidd. They feel like Christian Wood should start. Maxi Kleber, bro. They tell Luka to trust his teammates. He shares the ball on the last possession. And Dorian Finney-Smith throws probably the dumbest pass I've ever seen in my entire life. And then the Raptors win the game. What do you guys make of the Mavs? Did we put them too highly? Are they a championship contender? Are they just a solid playoff team? Because right now they're sitting in 11th place in the West, 9-9 record. It's not looking good. They've lost 6 of their last 10 games.
I think there's no cause for alarm. I think their ceiling for me was always conference finals because of their style of play. I don't think it's championship basketball, and it's a James Harden, prime James Harden type of basketball that is not going to win you anything. So I just believe they're always going to be really good with great numbers from Luka, but it's no championship. So with my expectation from them, I think they're just going through a rough patch. They'll figure it out. They'll do well again.
Let's try your best to be as objective as possible.
See, they're not for me. Here's the thing. They're not the Bucks. They're not the Warriors. They're not the Lakers.
They're not the Lakers. What do you mean by that?
Of course they're not the Lakers.
Let me finish. They're not
Celtics.
Teams that have been there and done that, number one. Two, because what I mean by that is you're saying you're not worried about them. They have never been to like a championship game before. All those teams I've mentioned, they have been there and done that. So when that happens, what I'm trying to say is when they go through that tough stretch, they've not had to get together to, you know, pull themselves out of it and try to win a chip.
But Tosin just said he's not worried about them because he doesn't see their ceiling beyond the conference finals.
Yeah, but the thing is, those teams I mentioned have been to the conference finals, like a lot of them. So whenever they have a bad stretch, they know how to get themselves together and pull ahead.
But time after time, every season, like, you know, the Mavs always start horribly and then Luka just kicks into MVP gear towards the end of the season. And then they give the Clippers a hell of a time. And this year they made the conference finals. But I feel like they know how to pick themselves up from adversity, specifically Luka. When the going gets tough, I've seen him step up consistently for the Mavs. It's just, bro, like, come on, bro. They finished the season as the fourth seed last year. I was calling Luka out after 20 games. Like, let's be honest. Please, let's be as objective as possible. I've seen him step up when his team needs him the most. But right now, it's not looking good. They were supposed to be able to take that
step. It will never look good.
Well, the definition of looking good, what is that to you? Is making conference final looking good or not?
I think their ceiling for me is a first round out.
First round ceiling.
Mm-hmm. That's their ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, man.
Against any team in the playoffs or against certain teams?
Any team in the playoffs.
That Canadian loud is hitting.
Sorry, man. Lastly, let's talk about the team who has finally run out of steroids, the PED Jazz. They've lost their way, lost 7 out of their last 10 games. Is no longer Lowry Bird. It's now Lowry Markkanen. The man we are. I told you guys they were on PEDs. What, did you guys see the shots they were hitting? I'm not saying as a team, they were nearly shooting 50, 40, 90. How, Sway? How?
They thought they had all the answers, Sway.
50, 40, 90 as a team. Bro, I'm telling you, these men were on PEDs. The NBA needs to investigate the Utah Jazz. Did you watch the game with the Lakers? They couldn't miss. Like, they genuinely couldn't miss. They genuinely could not miss. 50, 40, 90 as a team.
To be fair, dude, they've had a tough schedule over the past.
But they were whooping everyone's ass when the season started.
Dude. Yeah, sure. We know who they are. We know what they are.
They finally understood what their aim for the season is. And they're like, "How come? What are we doing winning games?"
Yeah. Let's reel it in, guys. Let's reel it in. Like, we're supposed to be losing here.
And then they were like, "You guys wanted to play like you have something to prove. You've already proved it. Just come back to mm-hmm.
Yeah. I honestly don't think they're trying to lose. Still, they lost to the Suns by 1 point. I just think they're just back to what they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think they could potentially be a playing team, give you some trouble in the playing game. But realistically, I don't see them making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Likewise.
And that's what I'm worried about with, like, the Lakers making the play-in. If they're facing, like, a Utah in the play-in, I don't know what the results could be.
I hear that.
And depending on the arena.
I hear that. Utah. I mean, Utah arena is crazy as well. Yeah. You'll be hearing some stuff.
Yeah.
Let's move over to the East. I was just talking about this team off camera, actually. The Indiana Pacers, 11-7. They won 8 out of their last 10 games. Tyrese Halliburton dishing out dimes, leading the league in assists. Benedict Mathurin, yeah, something like that. He might be the first person to win both Rookie of the Year and Sixth Man of the Year. Like, these boys are cooking. No, I like what I'm seeing from.
Maybe I am the mad scientist.
My problem with them is I don't trust Rick Carlisle. I don't know if he's still their coach.
Yes.
I don't trust him.
See, I think the way these boys are playing, like, when you have a Mathurin, like, when you play Brooklyn, this guy had a terrible game. Like, when I say terrible game, I mean terrible game. And he still finished with 20 points. Mm-hmm. Like, that is someone that you can tell, like, the future is bright. When you have a terrible game, he scored 20 points. And they have Tyrese. Tyrese is, I think he's playing out of his mind right now. Like, he's all-star for sure.
Their offense is so good.
Their offense, so good. When you have Buddy Hield that cannot miss from the three. And you have their center, what's his name?
Miles Turner.
Turner, Miles Turner, that can shoot a three and block anybody. He will block Shaq out of that paint. I'm joking,
Oh my
guys.
God.
I am joking, guys. I do apologize.
But please do.
You
Please
can
do.
better.
Please
Be better.
do. But yeah,
You want the beach or you want to chill with the big boys?
they have a lot of weapons. They have a lot of weapons.
Do you like the Indiana Pacers? I know you call them containers, but please, let's be serious. Yeah.
I can see them as a first, last, as genuinely, I can see them a second round exit.
Genuinely, I don't think they're making the playoffs, to be fair.
The best I can see them being is what they were in 2018 with Victor Oladipo. That's like if everyone is playing to their highest, that's the best I can see them doing. And LeBron has to goaltend again for them to lose the series.
Yeah, you got, yeah, well, yeah. We've seen crazier things in the NBA, so.
True, true. Wait, let me put things in perspective. Why I think they won't make the players. We still have Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls out of the play-in right now. Those two teams are going to
I
make a run.
mean, Jimmy Butler spent the offseason looking like he was preparing to go and meet Moana in whatever island she's from. I think it's paying off right now.
No, it's because those guys are battling injuries. Like
Oh,
when they're all
please.
playing, they've been formidable.
Oh, please. I want let Spo leave, man. Let my guy Spo leave. I want him to go and find greener pastures.
Where should he go?
The Pacers.
Watch them lift up the chip in 2 years.
Yes, sir. Okay. Two teams we need to talk about. Started of the season, great way, but they're in a rocky situation right now. Milwaukee Bucks, 5-5 in their last 10 games. And the Cleveland Cavaliers, they've lost six of their last 10 games. Both teams still sit comfortably above 500 in two and three spots in the East, but the Bucks are not looking as untouchable as I thought they were to start the season. Think for some reason they keep losing to the Atlanta Hawks. I have no idea why that's the case.
And you talk about the Lakers playing San Antonio 5 times. Well, look at these ones.
They keep losing to the Hawks. Cleveland Cavaliers, I don't know. Like I don't have a rough idea of who they've been playing the last 10 games. But they've lost some pretty wild games. I think they lost to the Orlando Magic, just something crazy like that. And I don't know, Tristan, I know you were pretty high on the Cleveland Cavs. What do you have to say for them?
When you have a team that is heavily reliant on jump shooting, when you have an off night, those are the results you're gonna get.
Facts.
I'm still high on them because more nights than not, they're gonna shoot the ball well with Donovan Mitchell shooting out of his mind and the other guy, forget his name,
To be fair,
Darius
they have won three of their last
Garland.
four games. They won the Heat, the Hawks, and the Blazers. Played good
Yeah.
defense in all those games as well. Mostly
Yeah.
considered in all those games as 102 points. What about you?
I mean, I'm still high on them. The only thing that I worry about is that small backcourt. That small backcourt can come back and haunt you. They play like the Celtics in the first round. That's gonna be
Ooh.
tough. If they played a
Ooh.
team like, let me see, a team with big guards in the East. Let's say they play the Bucks with a
Milwaukee,
healthy,
yeah. Drew Holiday and
Middleton. And
Chris.
that's gonna be an easy out because they'll just take advantage of the mismatches and stuff like that. So that's my only worry, and I would like to see how they play
I
around that.
mean,
But
you
if
just
they,
literally mentioned the two best teams in the East.
1 second, I would have 1 second.
Okay, I don't see them. I don't think the Cavs are going to be able to handle Joel Embiid in a seven-game series.
There you go. Or
And
James Harden. James Harden is taller than both guards.
right.
If they face a
I don't
team,
think they would win the Nets in a seven-game series
I don't
right
even
now.
think I think they would have a tough time with the Toronto Raptors too, if they even face them. That's my
Yeah, but
opinion.
that's because the Raptors are insane. Like they just be.
You guys need to remember their own offensive side of the ball. So, I know you're putting a lot of things on the defensive end, but the offensive side
I
too.
mean, on the
I
offense.
know, but like these teams were calling, they're not scrubs defensively. Maybe except Philly. Like they're not scrubs, but
No,
they're not.
Philly is great defensively, but
Yeah, but
can they hang with these guys shooting the ball?
I mean, they're gonna contest them and everything.
I think the I think Joel Embiid is too much for them to overcome.
Yes, that is true, but I'm a little bit easy on Philly because I don't know how James Harden is going to look coming back from his injury. We know how he
That's
looks
fair.
all coming back from injuries. So I don't know about that yet. But
That's fair.
yeah,
So
I see where you guys are coming from with like your doubts, but I'm still good on them. I'm still good on
I
them.
think they'll still make playoffs. I don't even think they'll be in the play-in. I think they'll make the playoffs. They're
Definitely.
gonna win 40, 40, 49, 52,
Yeah,
53
I think
games.
you'll finish as number three seed in the
Yeah,
East.
but when it comes down to it, half court, possession for possession. And I've
Same
seen
thing.
Donovan Mitchell flame out in the playoffs before.
Yeah, but his half-court offense is crazy. Like that peak, when
No,
he calls for
Darius
that peak.
Garland might be the solution for him.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
I thought the same with Mike Conley. I know Garland is better than Mike Conley, but Mike Conley, like in his heyday, he was a point guard.
Yeah,
Yeah,
having him
yeah.
run that high pick and roll, that could be
Yeah.
very deadly.
Yeah.
So.
So, this is why I love basketball, man. You just can't. Some things you say will make you look like a fool. Some things you say will make you look like a prophet. Just
Just like the Pacers are making me look like a prophet.
wait for April and see the Celtics, man. 9-1 in their last 10 games. They only lost to the Chicago Bulls. They just keep getting better every single time I watch them. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You look at the likes of Jason Tatum, who, in my opinion, now should be the league MVP. If the league was to end today, Jason Tatum deserves MVP. Jaylen Brown,
I think that's
Marcus
the best
Smart.
duo in the league. That's the best duo in
That's
the
the best
league.
duo in the league right now. Yep.
Yeah.
You think they're better
That's
than
the
KD and Kyrie?
right now?
Right now, yeah.
By a
I want to say
mile.
yes.
By
I
a
want to say
mile.
by a
Yes.
mile. Okay, yeah, Kyrie. Nice.
I know, but what these guys do on a constant basis
And
is
it is,
crazy.
and it. Sorry to
And
cut
it's
you short.
both ends of the court,
Yeah,
too.
I was going to
yeah,
just say that. I
yeah.
was actually just going
No,
to say that.
I know, I agree with that 100%. I 100% hear where you guys are coming from. I think KD, Tatum and Brown best duo in the league, and taking they're doing all this without Robert Williams, bro.
Yeah, true,
When that
true.
guy comes back, bro, Robert, he's such a love threat. Like, I know, like it sounds crazy, but him being on the floor opens up their offense
Yeah.
a lot just because of the lob threat that he is. And on defense, I saw him swat, I think it was, I
Yeah,
can't remember,
be
Steph
because
shot
they've been
from
mediocre
the lane.
defensively. They've been mediocre defensively, but like Robert Williams coming back, it's going to help them a
Marcus
lot.
Smart, I like Marcus Smart,
And you
man.
know,
Yeah.
and having like what's his face, Robert run at you to contest the 3-point shot.
Yeah.
Him just running
I
towards you
said
is
that
already a
man blocked a
contest.
3-point shot from the lane, bro. How does that make sense? How
Nah,
do you block a 3-point shot from the lane?
it's
Nah,
unbelievable.
the
It's crazy.
Celtics are looking like the best team in the East. They're looking like they're gonna be in the conference finals. They're
Best
looking
team
like they could
in the
potentially be
world. They are
in
the
the
best team in
final,
the
the best team in
world.
the league. And the reason I think I had the Sixers making it out the East, but I think I'm ready to change to the Celtics because I think Tatum looks like a man on a mission. He looks like somebody that came back from the finals
Is
on a high.
your pick fluid or your fecal? Which one
What
is
do you mean? Oh, I
it?
had Milwaukee the other week.
Huh?
I
Yeah,
think I had
you had
Milwaukee the other week.
Milwaukee. You went from
Bro.
Sixers to Milwaukee to
Don't
Boston.
worry. Come on. You know what I
It's
say about the list?
it's
The list is
fluid.
fluid.
It's fluid.
Yeah.
That's some shape to
I think the
it.
Celtics are like, because Tatum looks like a man on a mission. It's like he saw what he did in the finals and he's like, yeah,
He's figured it out.
I'm
He's
not letting
figured
that slide. Y'all talking crazy on my name. I'm about to come in and shut y'all up. And
it
he's doing it so far. But like I said, it's the regular season. Show me you're going to go to the playoffs and not have 100 turnovers. And then I'll buy into it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm already buying into it.
Me, like remember early in the season last year when they were struggling, I told you like my concern for them was the point guard stuff. I think addressing that, there is no way there Tatum's getting 100 turnovers through the playoffs next year or this year. I think they've addressed that and they're looking unstoppable, in my opinion.
Amazing. You?
You guys took all my words from me, to be honest with you, because they are playing a great two-way offense defense. They're playing as a team. They're playing as a like literally like knuckles on a chain, just.
Mm, yep.
Rotating all that stuff,
Old
looks like a prime out offer right now, and you know, I just think it's kudos to the way they've been coached and how they react to whoever the coach is, listening to try work with them, and you know, and the one thing about basketball, you have to be very coachable for you to move far in basketball. So, like, I love the team. I love the way they move. I love the charisma. They play with a lot of charisma. You could see against the game against Dallas, I was so glad. I was so glad. Tatum towards the end was like 40 seconds left. Did not even let Luka have an easy one. Blocked his garbage, blocked his WhatsApp, blocked his garbage too.
That's crazy.
Blocked
everything. And then he kicked it out to Jaylen Brown for the three to just, you know, send that dagger deep into their hearts. Like, yeah, so deep. Even the blood I was gushing.
Bro.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, let me ask you guys a question. The way they play defense, what type of music do you think they listen to pregame?
Last.
The way they play defense, what type of song do you think they listen to? Like,
last, let me explain. Mm-hmm. I think all the boys in the Celtics have gotten their heart broken of recent. So yeah, the locker room, and they like have to say bye bye, yo.
Yeah.
And then they go out there and play their ass on defense just to show them, like, you know, you made a mistake. Now I'm saying, so I'll say last.
Yeah, I think they listen to NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's Forever Dog. I think is the track where I don't know how to say the thing, but if you listen to it, it just gets you like lifting up your pants up, like, bro, I'm ready to fight. Whoever's, you know what I'm saying? I agree.
NBA YoungBoy is wild. Lastly, before we get into the watch list, you thought we're going to get away with this. The Brooklyn Nets losing to the Philadelphia 76ers without Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and James Harden. What do you have to say for yourself?
Carry on.
So speaking of Ben Simmons
on the court looking like a packet of Skittles. What do you have to say for
yourself? My man was bricking for chicken.
Speaking about like the songs you're listening to pregame, I think Brooklyn Nets, we are the type of team that we listen to Westworld or Westlife. I mean Westlife before each game, and we should.
Well, they listen to Trabai.
I wouldn't be surprised because we play soft, and yeah, that game, I was very very angry because Kyrie and KD did not show up. Ben Simmons was the best player on Brooklyn. I don't know how that happens, but he was the best player.
That's not a good thing.
You have Kyrie being very, like, just lackadaisical. Like, you pass him the ball, he just passes it back to you. He doesn't care. I'm glad he has changed that. But, like, at that point, like, he was just passing it away. KD, at some point, he turned it off. So we deserve to get our ass kicked, and I'm glad we did, because that has built like a new mentality for us. But it was very disappointing, to say the least.
What's new mentality, bro? You be the Nets trick you, man. They trick you way too much for your
own. And I'm going out there to be doing cardio work, bro.
They trick you too much for your own good.
I let them do it, though.
They be tricking you too much for your own good. Man, the Sixers showed up and played ball, man. Tobias Harris.
Give credit to Doc Rivers. I know
As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. Tobias Harris, the only man who has 180 million but gets treated like he's on event minimum, showed up. He had 24 points. Montrezl Harrell, obviously being the clown that he is, 6.7 rebounds. Not much to say about him. Shake Milton and DeAnthony Melton played with Paul Reed, bro, 19 and 10. What a performance from him. PJ Tucker had a solid 0 points again. That's what we expected.
No, but it was very disruptive. It was very disruptive.
That's exactly what I'm saying. At the moment PJ Tucker starts scoring points, you're most likely.
Yeah, you're done for. You're done for.
You're most likely.
Make sure he doesn't score.
I think I remember when he ended his fourth. I can't remember the team they were playing, but when he ended his four game zero point.
That's the wild streak.
You know what I'm saying? The commentator was like, is he about to make one?
He said it like, bro, was going for 40.
Bro, what a guy.
No, but for the Nets, man.
One question. After he made that basket, did he go in a heat check?
No, that was the only basket he made all night.
A PJ Tucker heat check is one thing you would never see in the NBA. Ever.
That day, I will talk to Letake.
PJ Tucker heat check is, if I see a PJ Tucker heat check, I've seen it all in life. And like, there's nothing I'll see that will shock me again.
Yeah, no, that was wild.
Yeah, I think that's it, though. Let's get into everyone's favorite segment. I actually need to make intro music for this.
See, if I'm to request, I want you to put Ruger Ashiwaju or something.
Put Ruger would not be appearing.
Ruger does. We never play Ruger in this house.
Ruger would not be
appearing. You guys are Buju. Buju guys.
We're here to talk about basketball.
Yo, Ashiwaju is like way better than the new stuff Buju just put out.
Please start with the watch
focus.
List.
Focus.
As usual, everybody knows this list is not a what?
Indictment.
But it is
an encouragement. Thank you. But it could also be an indictment that leads to an encouragement.
Thank you.
Wow. But carry this intro is mad because I didn't even think about it. But yes, I'll be sharing my screen today.
The PowerPoint is back. PowerPoint, super PowerPoint.
ABC.
PowerPoint.
You have to like turn on.
My bad. You know, I didn't know you were gonna do that. No. Why are you sharing my screen, bro?
Sorry, don't share screen. Okay, is it good?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Femi is bush.
I come on me a maghetto.
Yes, sir.
Spoiler.
The watch list. By Tosin Uriadi.
Some people call it the night watch. Because no, watching you at night.
That. Nobody does that. They be watching you at night? Relax. Relax.
Some creepy shit.
Relax.
Okay. So, on the watch list for the past week, number 5 is Dr. Rivers. And
you gonna find a better picture?
Nah,
I swear the man looks more handsome than that.
That is a perfect picture.
That's the face of a man that doesn't know what he's doing. Well,
carry on.
Why is Dr. Rivers here? Like last week when I spoke on the watch list, I was talking about like their injury woes. And how they could, how it would be interesting to see, like, how they worked on that, whether they became worse or better. And they played 4 games and they're 2-2. I feel like that's probably the best they could have done from the current injuries they have. They've lost 3 starters and they have just Tobias Harris playing and has been balling out. So I give more credit to Dr. Rivers because he's able to like gather the troops and motivate them to go try to win those games. He's putting better lineups out there. He's not playing Harold more minutes than Paul Reed anymore, which is good. Could their bench transfer this confidence? Before the injuries, their bench was statistically the worst bench in the NBA. And now the bench is forced to play starter minutes and they're winning games. So can they transfer this confidence into when the starters come back and now they're coming off the bench again? I certainly think they can. Also, has Doc Rivers been able to figure out the lineups during this period?
Now listen, you're supposed to read it out the same way you put it out there.
Read what you put there.
Has the doctor found the cure to the lineups moving forward? Well, yes, I certainly hope he has, because when you play all these like bench players and you
Hey
see
man,
what's
Tosin, I'm gonna have to stop you there. You don't. You don't.
I hope.
Definitely
I
don't.
hope. Because when you play all these guys and you see Milton is actually balling out, because before the injuries, Milton wasn't seeing any minutes. It was just Melton and other guys. Milton is balling out. You see all these guys. So when starters come back, you know, okay, these are the guys that are ready to actually prove something. And I think that's huge for them going forward. Number four on my list is the Chicago Bulls.
Sounds like an indictment to me.
Leading to an encouragement.
You're right. You're right.
The Chicago Bulls over the past week, they beat Celtics and Boston on route to 2-1 record.
One record is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my
What is the past week? They played three games. Well, it's more about the teams they were able to beat than
Yeah, I
their
hear that
record.
still.
So I wanted to shed some light on them, because beating the very hot Celtics right now is not easy. And beating Bucks in the same week definitely is something to talk about. They're allowing their opponents to shoot only 46%, which is the ninth in the league, while being the seventh best defensive rating team in the league. So
Damn.
they're playing ball on the defensive side, which is not eye-popping because they don't have like the highlight reels of like blocking and all these steals and whatnot. But as a unit, they're playing great defense. There is joy in sharing.
Oh my God, this
Now,
man is a coach on YouTube.
what do I mean by there is joy in sharing? These guys are actually sharing the ball. I think they're top five in touches per game. So they share the ball, they pass the ball. Number of passes made per game as well, they're up there. So, and with catch and shoots, they're up there. And when you're catching and shooting, that means the ball is moving around. So I think that's a key thing for them, the fact that they move the ball. Number three on my list
Hey man,
is the Denver
these
Nuggets.
guys are actually crazy, man.
The Denver Nuggets, and we know why, is the Joker. The Joker, you cannot escape the Joker. He's always there. 3-1 over the last week. The Joker is back. There's nothing more to say. They were struggling when the Joker wasn't there. My guy came back. They're beating everybody. They're the second best team in the West now.
They're getting behind the songs.
Yeah. What was that point for?
No, I'm corroborating your point.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So they're getting behind the Suns. Yeah, like I said, they're second best team in the West. Number two,
Why?
the
Why?
Minnesota
No, explain.
Timberwolves.
Please
Why?
explain.
Why? Why?
Now,
Why?
you might be seeing this picture with R. Kelly being in jail. It's because these guys have the second best defense in the entire league. They are locking people up, putting them in jail. So yeah, that's the reason for that.
I don't know, I'll, bro. You know
So
what? Wake me up when this segment is over, because I don't care about Timberwolves.
they are the fifth in assists with 28.3 assists per game
Think it's an encouragement.
with 28.3 assists per game, which is fifth in the league. When you're doing that, that's recipe for success. They're the number one in defensive rating, holding opponents to 40.7% field goals per game. So that's amazing. I just talked about Chicago Bulls and their defense, but you are the number one defensive team, and that's the reason for the jail thing. But yeah, I think they're playing amazing ball right now. But my concern is they have the Warriors, Wizards, and Grizzlies coming up. It'll be interesting to see how they fare, because over the last week, their schedule was a little bit easier. The teams they faced, and that probably skewed their record. But it'll be interesting to see if their defense can take them over the over these incredible teams coming up. And the number one on my list
I don't know why Akali was staring at me like that though.
is the Dallas Mavericks.
Please look at the GIF.
I am a phony, I am a fraud, I am a fake.
Is this an indictment?
This sounds like an indictment.
Why are they phony? Because they are 0-3 for over this past week. They are last in rebounds. They cannot
Wow.
rebound the ball. What is the plan with Christian Wood? You got rid of help.
Porzingis.
You got rid of Porzingis,
Yes, I
and
did.
you go after Christian Wood as your only big signing in the summer. And then he's playing off the bench, playing some nice 17 minutes, only taking five shots per game in some games. What is the plan with Christian Wood? I see it as it's too much Luka ball, and Christian Wood has to be a spot up. And I know people talk about Porzingis, oh, he's not, he does not have the dog in him, he's not posting up. How are you going to post up if you're not getting the ball? Christian Wood can post up. We've seen it over the years with Rockets and the other teams he played on. So do something with Christian Wood. There's no joy in sharing, guys. They are the last in touches per game, the dead last. They are also the last in passes per game, which of is invariably derived from the other. But when you don't share the ball, what happened in their last game where this guy gave up the ball and now you see people making mistakes when they're not used to making decisions over the course of the game, and you give them the ball last second of the game to make a big decision.
I can't lie, that's not on. I wouldn't even put that on Finney Smith. Like, it was a terrible turnover, but Maxi Kleber is wide open in the paint.
Right.
Like, who's on it? The Raptors doesn't play with a big. I think it's probably Thad Young protecting the rim. Like, bro, you go up and you either take that wide open jump shot because Kleber
They
can shoot.
were down three. That's why he didn't want to go to the paint.
Yeah, but there's like 15 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, fair enough. But again, if the team is already sharing the ball and people already are used to holding the ball and making decisions, they would have built that connection, that chemistry to be able to make a decision when it comes to like crunch time. So they need to share the ball more. And that is the watch list for today, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
I like the Mavs being number one. I think rightfully so. We spoke about them a lot in before we got into the watch list. And I think is the offense is not even just Luka centric. When Luka goes to the bench, if there's anything like Dinwiddie centric, it is too Dinwiddie
Yeah,
centric.
yeah.
It is anybody who has the ball centric. And
True.
like the point you made, no joy in sharing. Like every time I watch the Mavs, either Luka is ISOing or posting up, or when he goes to the bench, Dinwiddie is ISOing or driving and failing to finish over 7 feet defenders, or Christian Wood is actually doing a good job of finishing his defender on an island. But like I need to see more calls. Like the I think the Mavs, first of all, they need to get a spot up shooter. Not a spot up shooter, sorry. A shooter that can move and cause wahala for defenses.
Because,
Someone like a Seth Curry. If
I
you're
wrote down
running.
some points that I wasn't able to get to because I was sharing my screen. But they're 18th in pull-up percentage, field goal percentage. They're
Because
18th.
their game is too ISO based. If you have
Yeah.
like a Seth Curry who you have running, pin downs, floppies, just somebody to cause wahala for the defense and for the defense to chase instead of everybody being spot up, that's another segment to the game.
To that point, you say where they don't have people like Renner. They're the team with the least amount of cuts in the entire NBA.
Okay. Everything is
But
too
the funny thing is, they even
every.
had Seth though, but they let him go.
Yeah, they let him go for, I think, Josh Richardson. Can you imagine, bro?
Some decisions.
Yeah, so if you have like just somebody who is like a Buddy Hield now or Seth Curry, that'll take this offense to another level. And then I need more pick and roll from Luka and Christian Wood. Time and time again, Luka makes nine times out of ten, he makes the right decisions out of the pick and roll.
Yeah.
When I see Dinwiddie and Christian Wood in the pick and roll, even in the pick and pop, Christian Wood can knock down the three. The offense is just way too... It's not even like you, with the Celtics, you say he's drive and kick. This is just drive and step back.
Yeah.
So...
The drive to get mismatched with Luka and he just dances. But when you have like a huge number of isolation plays, to be successful, I expect your percentage on pull-ups to be good. But if your percentage is 18th in the league, then you should probably go away from that much isolation plays.
Yeah. But yeah, Wizards GM, sorry, Mavs GM, if you're listening, you should go and get a shooter. Somebody who runs up and down. Davis Bertans is not it. What about you?
I mean, great, great list at the end of the day.
Yeah, great. Best case you've had so far.
I appreciate it.
I like the Chicago Bulls in there for a 12-1 record.
Yeah.
the Timberwolves as well. I've been seeing a lot of them as of recent.
Don't nobody give a damn
about it. But obviously, like, relax, dude. But, you know, so, like, what's it like? And then, you know, great delivery on the Mavericks. They're phony. They're a fraud. I'm not surprised.
I knew you'd be a big fan of that. I did that for you.
I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I also like you. You could have just put a picture of the Joker for the Denver Nuggets, and we'll all understand.
Yeah.
But that's the best list you've had since. Round of applause.
Appreciate it, guys. That's A plus, right?
A plus.
All right, I'll take it
now to everyone's other favorite segment.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 450 players in the NBA, and every week there can only be
five
certified bucket getters of the list of the week.
The people that cannot be stopped.
Honorable mention. Mm-hmm. These men can't be stopped. If they were black, police wouldn't be able to stop them.
Mm.
If they were white. I mean, I was
still white. The KKK will walk past.
My apologies. But it's time for the certified bucket getters list.
Let's get ready to rumble. All right. Today we're going to start off with the honorable mention.
Yeah.
He was the third on the list last week. And with four games this week, I believe, he put up.
Don't tell me you're doing shit already.
30 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds. I mean, 5 rebounds. And that goes to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, my God, bro. Okay.
At the honorable mention.
Okay.
At number 5, he's only going to be out today because of his sprained ankle, meaning he played his last game on a bumped ankle.
Mm.
He put up 31 points this week,
mm-hmm.
grabbing 10 rebounds. And dishing out 5 assists.
What is this?
We have number 0 for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum.
MVP.
Huh?
MVP.
Okay.
At number 4. I mean, he lives in the Bay. He resides in the Bay.
Mm. Who's that?
It's not the other Splash Brother.
Mm-mm.
Original Splash Brother.
Klay Thompson?
No.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Steph Wardell Curry. He averaged 30 points,
mm-hmm.
dishing out 9 assists, and grabbing 6 rebounds per game.
That's Steph's most underrated aspect of the game.
For real.
Steph's rebounding is ridiculous, bro.
His game against the Clippers, the Suns. I mean, what more could we say about Steph? Know what I mean?
Steph is Steph.
Steph has been Steph
in all season.
You know what I'm saying? Steph going Steph. At number 3, by now, you should know how we compo.
Yes,
sir. Mm. I believe I gave it away already.
Mm.
It's number 34 in Wisconsin.
Mm.
Giannis Atinte. By now, you know how we compo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
At number 2, he was on the watch list today.
He was?
He was on the watch list today.
Ooh. Does he belong in the DC cinematic universe?
Yes, he does.
He does belong in DC.
Yes, he does. I'm sorry. Funny enough, he does.
Oh, wow.
He's the special card in a deck of cards.
Mm.
Mm, I like that.
That's
on the dome.
Mm.
You know, his team was at the brink of dropping down in the standings.
Mm.
But his return
mm.
brought him back to life.
Okay. Who are we talking about?
Number two, averaging a whopping 29.7 points, dishing out 8 assists.
My goodness.
Averaging 11 rebounds. Damn, as a center.
Damn,
you have the Joker. Nikola, the Jokic.
Mm.
I didn't call him the Joker. You see what I did there?
The Jokic.
The Jokic.
I like that.
Yoke. Like popularly known as Yoke.
Nobody calls him Yoke except Sharna.
At number one, the certified bucket getter of this week. Appreciate that.
Wait. Before you say it, if it's not this guy, we're going to fight.
I don't know. Let me hear it.
The thing is, the list is not for anybody's. It's for everybody's consumption. So yes. You can have criticism.
And it's of the week, so it is what?
Fluid.
And it has fluid. Some what?
Shape to it.
You know what I'm saying? Track number one as the certified bucket getter of this week. He missed his last game. But that wasn't his fault. He slipped. But every time he goes up and comes down, everybody's a little shaken up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know where you're going with this.
He put up a whopping 31 points per game, grabbing 18 rebounds.
As you asked.
Averaging two assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks per game. Without him, his team conceded over 120 points. But without him, or with him, it wasn't more than 115, 110. He was on the certified bucket getters last week. So back-to-back weeks, he's the second and number one this week.
Progression.
He's the unibrow. The man with the one brow. That means he can see things as they flow on the floor. At number one, plays for the Lakers. Completes the 360, wearing number 3. Mr. Davis Anthony. Sorry.
Anthony Davis. I like that. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
When you started off with Shea as honorable mention, I was like,
Wait, so mention the 5-1 again.
5-1. We have Jason Tatum. Stephen Curry, you know how we kumpo, the Jokic, and the unibrow.
Okay. That's a good list. It is a good list, but the only problem I have with it is very straight.
Wait. If you say KD is not there, I will have a problem.
Wait, it's Trae Young. Where is Trae Young? Trae Young averaged 34.3 points per game.
I like the list. I even like that Trae Young was not an honorable mention. That's a very good list.
I mean, everybody on this list grabbed at least 5 rebounds.
You see, now that's very insensitive of you.
That's high shaming. That's low.
Basketball is a big man's game.
Mm.
At least 6 feet and above.
Okay. Make it. Well, yeah.
Without basketball shoes, I mean.
My honorable mention goes to OG, Ogugua, and Anobi.
My honorable mention goes to DeRozan.
DeMar.
That's a good shout.
DeMar the bucket, DeRozan.
That's a good shout. At least he grabbed 5 rebounds, unlike your other mention.
That's a good list. A+. You guys did a really good job.
I'll give you 9.
I appreciate it. So that's an A-. Really minus. That's a
yeah. Okay. Now it's time for another segment. Not really a segment, but this is just to close out the show. It's time for the biggest winners and losers of the week.
Do you want us to go first so that you can...
Wait. Before then, I have a mini quiz that I want to give you guys.
All right, go ahead. I don't like these mini quizzes, though. The last one you did was horrible.
What do you mean by that?
Listeners probably thought we didn't know basketball because we feel damn near every question.
No. It's not going to be like difficult like that. This one's going to be nice. Okay. So, for the entirety of the season, what team? Okay, how are we going to do? Is each person going to answer one by one, or is it like a buzzer? How are you guys
One
meeting?
by one.
Again.
One by one.
Tell me the team that averages the most points per game this season.
Ooh.
The Sacramento Kings.
Femi.
I want to say. I was going to say Sacramento, but I want to sound different. I'm going to go. Off the top of my head, I'll go Bucks.
Bruh. Boston Celtics.
Really?
Yeah. They have the most points per game.
You know, I was actually going to go Sacramento, then Indiana before I went Boston.
Really? I think, let me check. Sacramento is second. New Orleans is third.
Oh, wow.
Utah is fourth. And Golden State.
So,
okay.
These guys are not even there. Indiana.
No, no. Tell me the team that averages the most assists per game.
Easy. Warriors.
There's joint sharing. There's joint sharing. There's joint sharing. Oh, my days.
But they don't know if on the Washington.
Oh, my days. Let me see. I want to go with the Denver Nuggets.
Okay. Wrong. Femi got the points. It's Golden State.
It's the Warriors?
Easy.
Yeah. San Antonio is second.
Because
they make the most passes.
Yes, they actually are. They said, the commentator said it when I was watching the Warriors last game.
They make the most passes.
Tell me the team that makes the best amount of three pointers. So the highest 3-point percentage team.
PD Jazz.
I'll go PD. Indiana.
Okay, both run Denver Nuggets.
Damn!
They're shooting
39.8%. I don't like these damn quizzes, bro. I don't like these quizzes.
Okay. Let me ask. Most rebounds. The team with the most rebounds.
I'm gonna say Bucks.
Okay.
I am tempted to go with the Bucks.
Correct. Bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Bucks. They're too long, too big.
Yeah.
The team with the least amount of turnovers.
You.
I'll go on a limb and say the Phoenix Suns.
Okay, that's a good shout.
Boston.
Okay. So Phoenix Suns, they're the fifth. Boston is fourth. It's Dallas Mavericks.
What?
And Toronto is second.
You could have given me 100 guesses. I would have never guessed those two teams.
Fox.
Very dope. Very dope. Okay. The team that steals the ball the most.
Toronto.
Easy, Toronto.
Okay, that's correct.
Easy, Toronto.
Team with the most blocks.
Milwaukee.
Still my answer.
We're on Brooklyn Nets.
You know
I was excited for you guys to
You're
get
lying.
That wrong. I'm dead
You're
ass.
Lying.
I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass.
They didn't mention something like that.
You guys didn't watch that game. I was too excited about Arsenal winning Wolves.
And the difference between one and two is a lot as well. So
you're lying. I would have never guessed that.
I remember. I don't know. I did not remember that.
The team that shoots the best from free throws.
Free throw?
It's
easy.
Gotta be the Warriors.
Warriors. It has to be the Warriors.
Warriors. I'll give you another guess. Warriors are seventh.
Seven.
Free throws.
Yes.
Okay.
If you guys mention any of the top three teams, I'll give it to you.
The Phoenix Suns.
Wrong.
Then it's the Denver Nuggets. Say Denver Nuggets.
You guys collaborate for this one.
Is it Denver? Say the Denver
Nuggets.
No,
the last
no.
One.
Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets. The
Brooklyn Nets.
Wrong.
Toronto Raptors.
Wrong.
Dallas Mavericks.
Nah, wrong.
The team we're not looking at right now.
Oh,
Sacramento.
Sacramento Kings, yeah.
Wrong.
What? The Indiana Pacers.
Wrong.
You see, I don't like these damn crazies, bro.
Boston.
Yes, Boston is second. Atlanta is third, and Miami is first.
Miami.
It seems everyone.
Watch,
no, it seems everyone on that team can shoot a free throw.
Yeah, but don't nobody watch Miami games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all. That's everything.
Man, I'm going to cut that out of the recording. Man. That was abysmal. That was abysmal. But yeah, the biggest winners or losers of the week. Let's hear it, man.
Do you want us to go first?
Yeah, you guys go first.
My biggest loser this week has to be the guy's name was like, you know, Tosin, go first. I think the guy's name was like, I don't remember.
My biggest loser for the week is Brooklyn Nets for losing to Philly without any starter.
True.
Yeah, I think they're biggest clowns and losers of the week.
You? Biggest loser. Why is his name escaping my mind?
Do you want me to go?
No, I won't say. DeAndre Ayton has to be Ayton for me.
Okay. My biggest losers of the week. Two of them. Clowns of the week. Olodos of the week.
Ah.
Tatafos of the week.
Whoa.
The backcourt for the Atlanta Hawks. Two of them. Paint them
Oh,
as clowns and give them wigs and the nose because they are
Hey,
the
Bobby.
biggest clowns of the week. Trae
Thank
Young
you.
and what's the other man's name?
DeJounte. No,
DeJounte.
DeJounte is actually becoming
No,
annoying
DeJounte
right
is
now.
nice. You can't.
No,
What
no,
happened?
no, DeJounte is getting
DeJounte made a three
annoying.
and tapped somebody's head.
Yeah.
You know that we're
He's getting
scrapping.
annoying. Like, nobody has ever tapped anyone's head in the NBA. I don't think so. Like, he made a three and slapped him on
And
the
to
head.
do all that and lose to the Houston Rockets, and then what's his name? Kevin Porter Jr. calls Trey little fella.
Yeah,
Nah, I'm sorry. Biggest clowns of the
they
week.
deserve it. They deserve it.
Biggest clowns of the week.
And Trae Young has been moving like that for years now. I think he wants to be a villain. Like, he always wants to be a villain to like
Bro,
various
let
teams.
me
Bro, let
ask
me, he's too
you a
small.
question. How
Yeah.
many villains are that small?
You know, not only that, how
Like
many
he reminds me of Plankton. Like
how many villains take 3 hours putting products in their hair?
stop. Come on. What we will not do is attack trees here. Well, that's what we will not
I'm telling you,
do.
the Trae Young reminds me of Murdoch in DC Universe. You know that guy with the big head but small hands and small legs?
That's wild.
Damn, that's
And then he
crazy.
has that little like
Yeah, okay.
biggest
Biggest winner of the week.
winner of the week. I mean, he has been coming AD. I called him, I
Yeah,
personally called
I
him
gave him
out.
last week as
You know what I'm saying? I called him out to be like, yo, rah
well.
rah, give you 20, give me 28, 19, one, five blocks, five steals, 15 assists. And he's come out and he's
Just need
giving
to
me
get
something
30
similar.
more
You know
assists
what I'm
and he's
saying?
there. How about you, Tosin?
I have like five people on my list, so permit me.
Is this a fair bucket get as a winner of the week?
I have first Dr. Rivers, for obvious reasons.
Shrimp, shrimp, shrimp.
I have Giroud. I have
No, are you
Mbappe.
trying to upset me? I feel like you
No.
are deliberately trying to upset me.
And we're keeping it strictly basketball, isn't it?
What's the problem?
Because I think you saw how much you saw me tweeting how much I hate Giroud,
I
and you
didn't
said
see that.
I'm going to ruin Faye's day by
No.
playing.
I genuinely didn't see that.
Carry
So
on.
I'll just carry on quickly. Dr. Rivers, Giroud, Mbappe, Messi,
Good shout out,
and Portugal's goalkeeper.
man. That's really should be the clown of the week. But if you want to come on the highlight podcast, tell me instead of switching the quick as the highlight.
Yeah,
So your
that's
biggest winner of the week is the basketball. Which basketball player do you
Dr.
want?
Rivers. Dr. Rivers.
So he has no biggest winner of the week.
Dr. Rivers.
My biggest winner of the week would have to be the Indiana Pacers.
They beat the Nets.
The Indiana Pacers.
Okay. Everybody beat the Nets. I'm not gonna lie.
No, not them beating the Nets. Like they're on a run of really solid form right now. Mathurin is looking like a great pick. Tyrese Halliburton is. The Sacramento Kings are also my biggest losers of the week, despite the fact they're doing so well. How do you trade Tyrese Halliburton? How? Tyrese Halliburton is the only man I've ever seen in my life that opened his mouth to say, I want to stay in Sacramento, and you traded him.
Yeah, it's
I'm
wild. I
sorry,
mean, they
bro.
got Sabonis, and that's what's.
Don't nobody
And
get that.
Herder. They got Herder too.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
You mean ginger ale? I mean, he's
they're
hot,
the
man.
beam team now, you know?
He's
They
hot.
traded.
Their offense is really good, though. Sabonis is looking like a European god on the floor.
Wait,
Looking like he's back.
I have a shout out to like another biggest loser,
Who?
LA Rams. And to further notice, they'll continue to be on that list.
I mean, hashtag
They
F them picks.
stink.
Oh yeah. Both LA teams sold their lives
Yeah.
for a Super Bowl and a chip. And
Look at us, Chiefs. Look at us. We're chilling right
who's
now.
us?
Yeah, our Chiefs are like.
Us.
Wait, so you want to say I'm not being a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, but you've always been a bandwagon. Like everyone
So,
knows
what do you mean by that? I've been a Chiefs fan even when they lost and whatnot. You were laughing at me. When we lost Tyreek, you said it's over. I was still a
When we
Chiefs
lost
fan.
Tyreek, when we lost Tyreek.
Man, let him keep talk. Let him
How
keep
far,
hating.
how far,
He
how
wants to
far
talk about
Arizona?
being the voice of reason. Look at him.
Huh? Yeah, how far Arizona?
Guys, okay, we've come to the end of another
Of course we
episode.
have.
Bro,
Yeah.
don't even
You
talk. You are the
better
biggest
come to
bandwagon
the end.
in a year. Femi has supported the Dallas Cowboys, the Arizona Cardinals.
Where did I come from? What the Arizona Cardinals?
When we got Zach Ertz, you posted on your story and you were like, we the Cardinals.
No, I did not. No, listeners, I did not. You can check my Instagram feed. I did not.
And then you now have, you supported the Dallas Cowboys. This year, he was
Damn.
like, Baltimore is looking nice. I think I was a Baltimore fan. No,
Damn.
I'm a Buffalo fan. No, I'm a
My
Chiefs fan. No, I'm
goodness.
an Eagles fan. Bro, pick a side.
My
Like, what?
goodness. No, but I Tosin has accepted me to the Chiefs. I'm on the Chiefs side now.
You've been accepted
Damn.
to a million of fan
No,
bases.
I haven't. Can we not discuss this on the pod?
All right, man. We've come to the end of actually another biggest winner of the week. I won't say this on camera. We've come to the end of another episode of the podcast. As usual, I've been the voice of reason,
No,
voice of
you
truth,
haven't.
man who speaks only truth and nothing but the truth.
Oh,
Beside
lies.
me is the voice of treason, Blackski Billis himself, the man full of
Okay, you are the
objectivity,
voice of
the man
emotion.
who lacks objectivity and agendas. He's been Femi. And of course, the man there who claims to be the voice of objectivity just spits trash all day long. I don't even know why you guys listen to this podcast. It's a waste of time.
Wow. Okay, you won't see us go at 10 next week.
There goes our viewers. You sent them away.
I'm joking. I'm joking. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. We hope you
Yeah.
enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. Catch us on all social media platforms. Check us out on all podcast streaming platforms. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to the CoreCast. We'll see you in the next episode. Adios, amigos.
It's a Slim Time production.